You believe, my brother, my sister? Holy, believe, Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Confession this afternoon that, Lord, we believe that all things are possible. Heavenly Father, yes, as your children, Lord, in your very image, we know that there's no impossibility with you, and therefore, Lord, as your children, we know that all things are possible when we can believe and take you at your word. Our prayers that continue to increase our faith, to learn to take you at your word. And know that when you say anything, heaven and earth may pass away, but your word, your unfailing words of promise can never ever fail. We thank you for watching over us since the morning service until this afternoon, where you have brought all of us safely here to come and continue in fellowship with thee. We pray that, Lord, this portion of the service, once again we commit it into your hands. Our prayer that may you come and bless us and break down the bread of life to us. For this we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. And good to see everybody this afternoon again. Hallelujah. David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So I trust that you are glad to be here this afternoon.
And
while standing on our feet, we want to read from the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 24. And we'll read from verse 23 to 28. Matthew chapter 24, 23 to 28. And if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Also, Luke chapter 17, we are reading from verse 28 to the end. Luke chapter 17:28 to the end. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lord went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day. Hallelujah. In that day. In that day. When the Son of Man is being revealed. He which shall be upon the housetop and is top in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. One shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. So Jesus is describing the rapture to the people and was telling them how things will be. So listen to the disciples. Because they did not want to miss the rapture. And they answered and said unto him, "Where, Lord?" When you say where, you are referring to a place. So Lord, where will this be taking place? So that we will position ourselves there. So that when one is taken, one is left. Hallelujah. We want to be at that place. And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. The Lord bless his word. Shall we enjoy the comfort of our seats? Amen. So God bless you all. And thank you for coming back again this afternoon. I want to thank Pastor Martin, Brother Sam, our other minister here, and all the ministers in the church. Thank you for having me and for the opportunity to fellowship with all of you. God willing, I'll be going back to Accra tomorrow. So this is my last service with you on this trip. I'm trusting the Lord that if he does tarry and he does make the way, maybe we'll pass your way again. So God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said this morning, this afternoon I want to talk about the gathering of the eagles. Hallelujah. The gathering of the eagles. In Matthew, the scripture we read, he said, wheresoever the carcass is, carcass is freshly killed meat.
Then
the eagles will be gathered. And in the scripture, the parallel scripture we read in the book of Luke. Luke was also talking about the same thing. How our days will be like the days of Noah. How our days will be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when the world, the condition in the world become like it was in the days of Noah. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, say in that day, the Son of Man will be revealed. The Son of Man will be unveiled. We know that Jesus came in three names. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. Son of Man, a prophetic ministry. Son of God, the dispensation of the Holy Ghost in the church. And Son of David, when he will be the Son of David in the millennium. But the prophet also told us that in between the dispensation of the Son of God and Son of David, he will reveal himself again as Son of Man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we often read Luke 17:30. Even that shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. But he goes on to say, in that day, in that time, when the Son of Man is being revealed, what is going to happen? Praise the Lord. Two people will be in the field. One will be taken. One will be left. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Two women will be grinding. One will be taken. One will be left. Hallelujah. Two men will be in the room sleeping. One will be taken. One will be left. And so as he kept saying this, the disciples came to him and they said, Lord, why? You are talking about something that will happen. Praise the Lord. Where one will be taken, one will be left. And Lord, if anything at all, we want to be in that place also. So this afternoon, just to share a few thoughts with you. Hallelujah. On the gathering of the eagles. You see, when it comes to the coming of the Lord, hallelujah, there's so much misconception about the rapture, about the coming of the Lord. I believe with all of my heart that we are living in that period, in that season of the rapture. Hallelujah. Remember, there will be a series of events. But often that when we talk about the rapture, our mind goes to the climax. When in the twinkle of an eye, our bodies will be changed. The dead in Christ will rise up. That is always where our minds go. But remember, there are events that will take place. And that will climax in the changes of our bodies. And if you cannot recognize those events taking place, how will you know when the climax
happens?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Friday night I spoke a bit about the rapture, the shout, the voice, the trump of God, and the coming of the Lord is going to be sudden. A sudden catching wind. Praise the Lord. And where there's always a misconception, it's because when we read the scriptures, and then we try to bring it into our language, praise the Lord, and we miss the mark. In Malachi chapter 3, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to what Malachi wrote. Behold, I will send my messenger and shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly. You know how long? Suddenly. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Amen.
Amen.
In our language, when we say something shall suddenly happen, then just like that happens. But look at the first coming of the Lord. Even though the scripture said he will suddenly come, it was over a period of about 33 years. The first coming of the Lord, the purpose of his coming was to purchase our redemption. Was to die on the cross of Calvary. But before he got to the climax of dying on the cross of Calvary, he was born. He was raised. He did so many things. And finally, the climax was when he said it is finished. When he was crucified. But the Bible says he was suddenly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will suddenly come to his temple. And yet before they identify him, it's taking almost 3 decades. Almost 30 years back. When he was here, he was walking among them. He was living among them. His ministry was happening. But only the elect, only few were able to recognize him. Yet the scripture said he will suddenly. Listen to what the prophet says in the third seal, paragraph 10. The third seal, paragraph 10. The prophet said, I am going to try to turn you around for a minute. So be ready. I am going to try to turn you around for it, so be ready. I believe Jesus will come within less than 3 minutes from right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right now, of his time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophet said, Brother Abraham said, I believe Jesus will come within 3 minutes. Not of my clock, not of my watch, not of the human time, but of his time. You know how long that will be? About 35 years. See, 1,000 years is only one day with him. So when you hear the apostle back there, said the time is at hand. Like we read in the book of Revelation. The time is at hand. Over here. The time is at hand. The apostle said that in Revelation. You know how long that has been? That was just yesterday to God. Not even 2 days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When John said, the time is at hand. Amen.
Amen.
Say to God, that has not been even 2 days yet. Her 2 days is just 2,000 years. But John said, the time is at hand. Because that is God's time. That is his time. Praise the name of the Lord. So that when we talk about, the rapture will be Sunday. Oh, Sunday. We want to bring his time into our time. And we always miss the mark. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paragraph 12. And see, if it's 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes of his coming, that will be 30 years or about or something of that order. And look, so what 3 minutes would be to him, he's already rising up to come. Sometimes when you read here, he is speaking in his terms of the word, not in our terms. Praise the Lord.
And you know,
speaking in his terms. Time is no more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, time is no more. When that mighty angel comes down, one foot upon the land, one foot upon the sea, say, time is no more. Because it's just minutes before him. It's just seconds before him. But with us, it could be years. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we talk about the rapture, the sudden secret catching away of the bride. Oh, hallelujah. The sudden secret catching away of the bride. In our time, it's going to happen over a period of time. It starts, but once the event starts, it keeps rolling, and one event rolling into the other, and one event rolling into the other. And so the prophet said, in the rapture message, he said, the shout is the message going forward. And he said, it's Christ Jesus that does all three, hallelujah, when he is descending. But that is where people go overboard. They say, oh, Christ is already here. One brother said that. I said, oh, really? So well, maybe let's go to the zoo. Because the Bible says, when he's here, when we are in the millennium, hallelujah, then the child will lead, that the lamb will go with the lion. Hallelujah, they'll be tamed, they'll knock in. So maybe we go to the zoo and jump into the lion's cage. And then I'll know that year of the truth, we are in the millennium, because those things are supposed to happen. By just mixing up the scripture. But there are events that ought to take place. Hallelujah. Until we get to the place, what in the twinkle of an eye? Hallelujah. What in the twinkle of an eye? Oh, all of a sudden you see the brother. And you want, I think, oh, that is brother David. Oh, hallelujah. And before you can think through, your body is already changed in the twinkle of an eye, ready to be taken home, ready to be raptured home. So you see, when we speak of the rapture as an event taking place among Christians, we are often thinking about the climax of the event. But this afternoon, by the grace of God, we are looking at events taking place now, preceding that climax. For if you don't recognize the events taking place now, hallelujah. How will you know when you are in labor? When you don't even know you are pregnant? How will you know when you are in labor? Oh, hallelujah. But you got to know that you have taken seed. The seed of the word. And it's beginning to form in you. It's beginning to transform you. It's beginning to change you. It's beginning to transfigure you. So people look at you and they say, oh, you are not like us. Because something is taking place. Something is changing you as you feed on the way, as you eat more of the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A sudden secret catching away of the bride. Amen. So when we come to the book of Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul says, I will not have you to be ignorant concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others, which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This we say unto you by the word of the Lord. In other words, Paul was saying, thus saith the Lord, we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord, we shall not prevent them which sleep. For the Lord himself. For the Lord himself. And that is where it is so hard for people to accept this. The prophet said, that is where it's so hard for people. Said, a son of man. He wasn't the son of man, but he was a son of man revealing the son of man. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, dead in Christ shall rise first. In the message, the rapture, hallelujah, paragraph 129, the prophet said, now I want you to notice a great thing taking place here now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 I want you to take notice of a great thing taking place here now. Don't miss this. And many are missing what God has done in this our day and what God is doing in this our hour. But it can only come to you by revelation to know what God is doing in this our day. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's three things that has to happen before the Lord himself appears. A shout, a voice, and a trumpet. Paragraph 130. Jesus does all three of them when he is descending. When he rises up, when he is descending, he does all three of them. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A shout. What is a shout?
Is
the message going forth. The living bread life. Bringing forth his bride.
Amen.
A shout. Paragraph 152. A shout. A messenger getting the people ready. There's a shout. A messenger getting the people ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So Jesus said, when our time become like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, oh hallelujah,
hallelujah.
When our death become like the Sodom and Gomorrah, oh, while be taking, while be left, while be taking, while be left, and at times our mind goes so far, oh, I'll be rather somebody will be left. But ask yourself, when the Son of man is revealed, when that revelation came to you, how many were with you? How many were with you when that revelation struck? And how many followed? Oh hallelujah, why were you the only one that was taken and somebody else left? Why were you the only one that had the way and you took a step and somebody else was left behind? Because this is the age of the revelation of the Son of Man. God is just calling out. God is just calling out. God is speaking his own. Oh,
hallelujah. Amen.
Paragraph 154. The first thing comes forth is his message. Calling the bride together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paragraph 155. We are right there ready now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are right there ready now. The shout is going forth and God is calling his own. Let me give you a time. In the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 23, Abraham bought a piece of land. Hallelujah. In Machpelah. And when he bought that land, they buried Sarah there. They buried Sarah there.
What is okay? What is Sarah?
Machpelah was in Hebron.
So
Abraham had a revelation. He knew that one day the Son of Man was going to come. And there was only a place where the Old Testament says will rise up. So he bought the land. He paid for it. Sarah was buried there. Abraham was buried there. Isaac was buried there. Jacob was buried there. Even when Joseph died in Egypt, So don't bury me here. Don't bury me here. I know there is a place. I know there is a place where the Old Testament says, I'm going to rise up one day. So don't bury me here. Take my body and go and bury me there. And they were all buried there because they knew there would be a first resurrection. And there was only that parcel of land. That parcel of land. That is where when you are buried, the dead in the Old Testament were going to rise up. And no matter where they died, they said, carry me to him. Carry me to Machpelah. Carry me to the land that Abraham bought. And bury me there. Because that was the place. And today, our Machpelah is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That land is the Holy Ghost. So everybody was buried there. Everybody was buried there. Until in the book of Matthew.
You know where Matthew?
Hallelujah. When he cried with a loud voice. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Jesus, when he cried with a loud voice, and you don't have the ghost. And behold, the temple was rent in twain from bottom, from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake. And the rocks rent. And next time I read the scripture, I wonder why we get so much earthquakes in this our day. But when he cried with a loud voice, the Bible said the earthquake and the rocks rent and the graves were open and many of the bodies of the saints of Israel arose. So Abraham and God, they knew there was a place. So they will not allow themselves to be buried anywhere else. So he bought that parcel of land. He buried Sarah there. When he died, they buried him there. When Isaac died, they buried there. Isaac buried Rebecca there. When Joseph died, even when they were in Egypt. Hallelujah. Jacob, they asked for the time to carry their father to go and bury him. Because there was something about that parcel of land. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So they want their loved ones to be buried there. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so in this day that we are living in, Jesus told us the events that will precede his coming, that his days will be like the days of Noah. And we know what happened in the days of Noah. The prophet preached a message. He called it the flashing red light of his coming. So at that kind of time, go read that message. And you see the events that happened in the days of Noah. And how those events are happening again today. And then he went on. As it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, in the days of
Lot,
when homosexuality was the norm of the day, and we see how that thing is just groping the whole world. Hallelujah. All over the world. In the name of human rights, in the name of freedom, oh, man can marry man, woman can marry woman, but that's an abomination in the sight of the Lord. That is what God made in the beginning. He made them male and female, not male and male, not female and female, but he made them male and female. And that is God's order. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And
when our days become like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the Son of Man will be revealed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when the Son of Man is revealed to every cause, there's an effect. When the Son of Man is revealed, the scripture that we read, he said, in that day, oh hallelujah, verse 31, in that day, when the Son of Man is revealed, that day when the Son of Man is unveiled, that day when we have the revelation of the Son of Man, this is what is going to happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He which shall be on the housetop, and he stop in the house, let him not come down to take it. He that is in the field, let him likewise not return. Oh, hallelujah. In other words, in that day, if you really want to serve the Lord, you have to forsake all. Hallelujah. To come and follow him, you need to forsake all. When you get a call, you have to forsake all. Like Abraham, leave your country, leave your kindred, leave your father's house, and come and take a walk with me. And if you are going to take a walk with God in this our day, you cannot carry the things of the world around with you. We ought to be totally separate. Hallelujah. The church of the living God, believers of the message of God, God has called us not to be conforming, but he has called us to transform us into the very image of Christ. When the Son of Man is revealed, hallelujah, he goes on. Amen. I tell you, in the night, two shall be in bed. One will take it. One will be left.
Hallelujah.
But when we read this, oh, our mind is all here on the resurrection morning. One will be taken, one will be left. But church, I believe it's already happening now. At times I ask myself, like I was saying this morning, when I was that scripture union, and all the things were being said about the Abraham and everything, the same message went out. The same thing was said, but to the angel, to the elect of God, oh, something just began to shook in my heart. I said, who is this man? Look, it was at the time Billy Graham had a radio program. It was called ELWA. 3 o'clock every Sunday afternoon, they will broadcast from Liberia. I never miss that broadcast. Hallelujah. Sunday evening, Oral Roberts had a TV program. Hallelujah. That day broadcast in Ghana. I never miss it. Always listening to these people because I wanted to know more of God. But one day. Oh, hallelujah. When hallelujah, you know that hunger for God, God will quench your thirst.
Olorun yo pa ogbe re, yo kan, yo ta ogbe re.
When I came across it, I thought I'd go and share with my friends. So I ran to them. I said, hey, John, God has sent a prophet. He said, Isaac, be careful. There'll be false prophets. I said, I know there'll be false prophets. But this one, he's a true prophet. One will be taken and one will be left. Hallelujah. There will be two women. One will be taken, one will be left. And maybe you were at an outdoor meeting, maybe an open air meeting, and you heard a preacher preaching, talking about the Godhead, talking about Malachi 4, talking about what God has done in this day. You couldn't stand still. Something began to shake in your heart. Because in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, that is what is going to happen. He's going to be calling one from here, one from there. They come from the east and west. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the disciples heard it, of course, being Jews, they know that Abraham bought the land, and that all the patriarchs were buried in that land. It was a fiscal place. So when they heard the Lord talking about the rapture, that in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, oh, where will be taken from here? Where will be taken from there? Oh, they asked the Lord, will it be New York? Will it be London? Will it be Ibadan? Will it be Accra? Lord, where will that take place? And the Lord answer shocked
him.
It's not going to be in
Jerusalem.
It's not going to be in Galilee.
It's in Galilee.
It's not going to be in New York.
It's in New York.
But where the carcass is.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where the carcass is. If you want to know where the rapture is taking place, it's where the carcass is. That is where the calling will be taking place. It's not a physical place, but has been linked. Where the carcass is. Where the fresh meat is. That is where. What will be taken? What will be left? What will be taken? What will be left? And at times you wonder, like I was saying this morning, at times we think, oh, maybe because of material things, that is what God has blessed me. No, my brother, no, my sister. But to be considered in the election of God. People hear this message and they kick it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And here you hear it.
It was in God.
And it's sweet music in your ears. It's sweet music in your ears. You can't do anything else. Oh, but to play the tape. In your quiet moment. You are wondering, what do I do? Oh, you check the message. You start playing it. And when you hear good evening, friends. Good evening, friends. Oh, it tickles your heart. Oh, it makes something to you. Because you have never heard a voice like that. A genuine voice of God. But God is calling out his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is the time that we are living. We are living in the day when we have seen the last sign. Hallelujah. Because God showed Abraham the last sign before the coming of Isaac. Amen.
The Lord himself shall descend.
He made a body. He dwelt in it. He made one other for the two angels. And they were ordinary people. They walked to Abraham. And when they started talking to Abraham, you know, like Peter.
He described to disguise himself.
They say, even the
word
you speak, even the word you speak, it makes us to know that you are one of them. Hallelujah. He was trying to say that I don't know this Christ. I've never walked with him. But the people look at the way he was speaking. His very language. Oh, even gave him up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a day that we are living in. What a glorious time that we are living in. That this mystery truth has been revealed to his bride to get herself ready. I've been saying this back home in the church. When there's a wedding going on.
Hallelujah.
No, it takes the father.
Oh, Baba,
to hold the hand of the bride, and they walk down. Then the father presents
Baba,
the bride to the groom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when we read Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says he will present to himself. He doesn't need anybody. So he has to come here to prepare the bride. He has to come here to get the bride ready. So that day, he can present himself as an inglorious church without fault, without wrinkle. And so he shared that. I believe he shared now in the form of the mercy. Hallelujah, preparing the bride. But as the preparation is going on, he's just taking his own. Oh, maybe. Hallelujah, you were sleeping or you went to put away the rubbish. And you saw a book on the rubbish bin. Something pricked your heart. So you picked that book. And you dusted it off. You don't know why.
Oh my dear.
But you started reading. And you never stopped. You started reading. And maybe at the end, you saw a stamp. Oh, hallelujah. You saw a stamp. That, this life telling you the bride of Christ stamp like yourself. And you thought maybe I'll go and visit there. And hear more from there. And I don't think they can give me more of this book. What is God doing? Just picking his own. Just choosing his own. Just calling his own. Out of the world. Calling his own. Out of Laodicea. Calling his own. In this day and age that we are living.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And you
are.
Close at 4. But forgive me
if I go
over a letter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forgive me if I go over a
letter.
Hallelujah. So that you don't look at the time so much. And start thinking Brother Isaac is
coming.
So let me just tell you. Maybe I'll go back 10-15 minutes.
But
it's my
call.
It's my reading. You like the law?
You love me?
Oh, we love his wife. We love him. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when he started talking to Abraham, Abraham told, you know what?
It looks
like I've heard this voice before. Maybe they exchange pleasantries. Oh, good afternoon, sir. I see you are traveling. Are you traveling somewhere?
Passing
my way. Oh, no, we came to visit you. And Abraham, look at him.
Abraham,
you came to visit me. Yes, I came to visit
you.
You remember some time ago, I told you to leave your father's house, to leave your country. Abraham, look at him.
My Lord.
He brings them not. Be kind to strangers. You never know when you'll be entertaining angels on the way. Angels mean messengers of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Abraham said that. They prepared me for him. Yeah. And in verse 9 of Genesis 18, after God has eaten, he says, learn to cook. So that when your husband has visited, you can prepare a bad dish for them. Let them eat the food and lick his fingers. And say, brother, brother,
sir.
I enjoy the food, sister. Bless your house. God ate until he blessed his
Abraham.
Where is your wife, Sarah? Where is Sarah, your wife?
Hallelujah.
Where is Sarah, your wife?
But Sarah, your wife.
And you said, behold, in the tent.
Oh, you know what?
And you said, remember it was Jehovah God that gave the promise to Abraham that I will make you a father of many nations.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise Praise the Lord.
And you Lua.
I'll make you a part of many nations.
So
it was Jehovah comes.
You know, Jehovah
that
Lord.
Gave that promise to Abraham. And here was the man. Standing before
Abraham,
and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tenth month, which was behind
him.
She had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Sarah did not laugh out loud.
He
laughed in his heart. But because the word of God is a discerner of the
kingdoms.
And the word of God was right there. Why did Sarah laugh? And she lied right before God.
Oh,
I didn't laugh.
Neighbor,
you laugh. And the prophet told us why God did not take Sarah's life. Because he couldn't do that without hurting Abraham.
Hallelujah.
So in the message, God is his own interpreter. Paragraph 92. God is his own interpreter. 64. February the
5th.
Listen to how the prophet said.
Petition to Holy Spirit. 1964,
and Jesus said,
yes,
as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The Spirit of God will come upon the earth in the form of human beings. God manifested in human flesh and
meant
to you
see,
and would do the same thing that God did in human flesh and Sodom. Remember, they were waiting for a promised man. And right after that, the promised man
came.
Right after that, when God revealed the secret of the heart of Sarah, right after that, the promised man came. That was the last
time
that Sodom and Abraham's group saw before the promised
man
arrived. Did you notice that? And now the church spiritual has come to that hour. Somebody said, Brother
Abraham,
did you say that was God? The Bible said it was God. He don't need no interpretation.
He's
Elohim. That's what Abraham called him. Any Bible reader knows that Elohim, the all-sufficient one. So God has to demonstrate.
That
he was here. He spoke squirrels into existence. He brought resurrection to a fish that has been dead in the water for almost half an hour. He shared the testimony with Sister Hetty, right? Deborah, brother, is nothing but the truth.
He
said, ask whatever you will. And she had the salvation of her
people.
God granted it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not only that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we know the issue, Sister Mida. When he was taking the cyst. And the prayer was praying. And said, God, I know she's been a sweet wife to me. Oh, she didn't really need it. And the Holy Ghost came. And said, stand around your feet. Whatever you say. And the prophet said, before the darkness come will touch us. Let that become. Let the tumor become. And when the doctors came in, they couldn't even find where the tumor was. And one day, before the message, marriage and divorce, he went to the mountain. Hallelujah. And when he went to the mountain, oh, even
the schools close the children.
Ah, my lady,
he said, look, I want
to come
from the mountain.
You want to come from the mountain?
See the pillar of fire.
Where do you want to
come? Come down. Calm down, brother. He said that was when God was revealing
his name.
And when he came down, one brother met him. He said,
brother,
you are that man. Oh, hallelujah.
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 You were on top of that mountain. But proud to that.
They
were going hunting.
One Lord, one Lord, one Lord, one Lord,
about to come. And the radio has given the forecast.
Hallelujah.
Elohim came down.
Elohim, also Kale.
William
Bram
is not Elohim.
Elohim
came down.
Elohim, so Kale, I joy.
Somebody said, Brother Bram. Did you say that was God?
You asked me alone.
The Bible said it was God.
Even if we alone,
he don't need no interpretation.
He's
Elohim.
Only Elohim
called him.
Abraham,
the Bible reader knows that. Elohim, the all sufficient one. He was the first, the last, the beginning, the end. Elohim. Abraham called him Elohim. God in
Captain
letter him Elohim. Just like in the beginning.
God, Elohim.
He was Elohim manifested in human flesh, wearing human clothes, eating human food, a sign that in the last days, God will appear again among his people in human flesh. And as it was in the days of
Sodom,
so shall it be
Ben Yori
at the coming of the Son of
Man. Ben,
that don't need no interpreting. It needs manifestation. That is what it needs. And when the Son of Man was being revealed, they came from the east. Some came from Accra. Some came from Ibadan. Some came from Lagos. They don't know themselves. But yet when they meet and they start talking as if they have known themselves for years, because before the foundation of the world, oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
we were acquaintances. We speak the same language. And so when we start talking to
one another,
when we start speaking to one another, as if we have known
ourselves
for years. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God is calling his own. They are rejecting it. They don't want to hear anything. But in the revelation of the Son of Man, when the rapture starts, and the shout goes
pop.
God is beginning to call
his own.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The acres
are
gathering. Where the carcass is, there the acres will be gathered. If the message does God change his mind about his
word,
hallelujah,
that
God change his mind about his
word.
Listen to what the prophet
says.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paragraph 166. That God changed
about
his word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me? Now in Abraham's journey, he met God in different forms.
Abraham,
which we could take it and show it.
Èyí tí a lè gbà mú ká sì fi.
We are Abraham's seed.
Àjẹ́ irú Abrahamu,
irú Abrahamu. If we are in Christ.
Tí a bá wà nínú Kristi.
And Isaac was really his lesser son.
Isaaki.
He was his son.
Ó jẹ́ ọmọ.
But spiritually, Christ was Abraham's seed, his royal seed, his faith.
Abrahamu.
And we find out
as
the royal seed
traveled
the same journey.
That's
the bride of Christ.
Christi
traveled the same journey Abraham did. And the last time that Abraham seed before the promise came, when God was manifested in human body, and two angels came down. Jesus said in Luke 17, the 30th verse, as it was in the days of Noah, he told the Noah's son, he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, see his coming. Remember, he comes three times.
First,
to redeem his bride. And it will take the ministry of the Son of Man to come and receive his bride. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As it was in the days of
Sodom,
see his coming.
So
will it be in the days when the Son of Man will be revealed. Now he never says Son of God be revealed. The Son of Man. In other words, there's going to be another prophetic ministry. To make Christ known unto us. And when that prophetic ministry is being made known, and Christ is being made known, he's going to start calling his
wife.
He's going to be calling his wife. Hallelujah. It was fresh manna.
Oh my God.
But some are still keeping the manna. But every day, in this our day, in this our time, some fresh manna is falling.
Hallelujah.
And so when the disciples asked, where would this take place?
Where
would this be happening?
He
said, where, Lord? He said, wheresoever the body is, there the angels will be guarded. Cark has freshly killed body meat, animals. Freshly killed. Not old and rotten, but freshly killed, fresh food and meat. Where the carcass is, there the angels
are
gathered. In the message,
who
is Jesus? Who is Jesus? 1964, 20th. Who is this Jesus? Abraham 118. They also do. Where the carcass is, the angels will be gathered. Not the chickens. Not the
earthbound
birds. The heavenly eagle will gather with the carcass. A chicken is his cousin, you know.
He
is now here where the rice and everything else can eat him. But the eagle puts her nest way up in the tree. Nobody can get to that. The parasites don't bother them. They fly too high. The predators, rodents, and things is not going to bother them. He's not eating. Jehovah is an eagle. Jehovah himself. He calls us eagles. His prophets are eagles. I'm going to bring my message very close soon. In the message anointed one that
where the carcass is.
What is that carcass? Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the disciples wanted to know.
Lord,
where would the carcass
away from?
Just like the saints of old. They wanted to be buried in the parcel of land that Abraham bought. Because they know one day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The King of Glory is going to come down. He's going to shout. And you have to be in that place. To rise up. So no matter where they went, no matter which country they went, when they died, just as like embalm me, God is his He also said, where the carcass is. Hallelujah. Where the carcass is. Or the word. Hallelujah. Where the carcass is.
Or
the word. There in season. Eagles will be gathered. So the prophet that you want to put it down. That's Matthew 24:24. Just a little bit before. So Peter said, repent everyone and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what they did. Hallelujah. So where the carcass is, or the word, Not the word in Luther's time. Not the word in Western time. Not the word in Columbus time. But that is still part of the word. But the word I have seen. That is where the eagles began. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But after it's rotten,
then
the vulture swarm to it.
You
see what I mean? Where a kill is made,
here
come the eagles. And after he lays there and rotten, then here come the vultures.
Eagles
will eat nothing to do with it.
Eagles
will have nothing to do with it. Because they want the fresh food. Hallelujah. Jesus said,
yes,
where the carcass is, where the mother fell, the man was fresh, there the angels will gather. That is the
manner.
If we go down to 2 to 3, if you have known
Moses,
you have known me.
Because
Jesus,
Moses
spoke of me.
Moses,
where the carcass is, the angels will gather. So in the days of Jesus, oh, when that carcass when that fresh
manna
fell, they live in the denomination. They live in the Sadducees. They live in the Pharisees. They live in all of it. Even on that day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me say something. We thank God for the message of the hour and for the messenger of the hour. But at times we focus too much on the message. In Acts chapter
19.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When Paul met them,
have
you received the Holy Ghost? Since you believe, they say we don't know whether they believe the Holy Ghost. Go through the gospel.
Matthew,
John,
Hallelujah,
and Luke. You realize that Matthew writes the same thing.
Matthew,
that Luke may not record. Mark will capture certain events. That maybe John will not record. But if there's one message, that they all recorded. It was about the first coming of the Lord. About John the Baptist message. That I am not him. I'm the voice crying the word. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. One coming after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That was John's name. There's one coming after me. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. When Paul met this disciples at Ephesus,
how
do you receive the Holy Ghost? You know what they told Paul? We don't even know whether there be any
Holy
Ghost. But these were John's disciples. So when they went for the meeting, what were they here? When they went for the revival meeting, what were they hearing? When John said, there's one coming after me,
he
will baptize with the Holy Ghost. Look at John chapter 1.
When John said,
behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of God. You know how many of the disciples
followed
Jesus? Hallelujah. Two. When John was keeping
silent,
that there's one coming after the Lamb of God. And
here
when he said, behold, the Lamb of God,
oh,
that takes away the sin of God. Only two followed. So what was the rest doing? So if you are here, be sure you catch the revelation of the messenger of the hour. It's time we move beyond the prophet to the message. Revelation
10,
it's not about William Branham. An angel came down.
God
has 7 angels. But there was Revelation 10,
8 to 7.
Where John, the bride, a type of the bride, was told to take the book and eat. This is the eating time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the carcass is here. The fresh food is here. The
seal
has been opened. The book has been opened. It is time to eat. It is time to eat. In the message, what is the attraction?
You know, you are looking your fan. Now, to fan in your
okay. Paragraph
92.
Yes,
it says.
Where the carcass is,
it goes to be gathered.
That is what that attraction
is.
I said that is what that attraction is. The predestinated seed of God. Who can't do nothing else but to follow it.
It
means more than life. Take our lives, but don't take
that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me read this last quote.
And
then I'll run up. Thank you for your patience.
Still
going back to the anointed ones at the end time. Hallelujah. Paragraph 269. Anointed
ones.
269. Now, I think my quote is from the older version. But it talks about now. I want you to know this is sure. You that listen to this thing, you might have thought that today I was trying to say something about myself, being that I was packing this message. I have no more to do with it. No more than just
about.
And my voice, even against my better judgment. I wanted to be a trapper. But it's the will of my Father that I declare to do. And determined to do. I wasn't the one that appeared down the river. I was only standing there. When he appeared, I am not the one that performed this thing. And for all these things, that happens as seven at the end. I am only the one that is here when he does it. I was only a voice that he used. It wasn't what I knew. It's what I just surrendered myself to.
Help me, Lord.
And he spoke through.
It isn't
me. It wasn't the seven angels. Oh, no. It was the manifestation of the Son of Man. And when that manifestation happened, he would start calling his
own.
Where the carcass came.
The angels
to be gathered. It wasn't the angels. His message.
Oh,
it wasn't the mystery that God unfolded. It's not a man. It's God. The angel was not the Son of Man. He was the messenger from the Son of Man. The Son of Man is Christ. He is the one who was
feeding us. Heaven.
You are not feeding on a man. A man, his words will fail. But you are feeding on the unfailing
body of
the Son of Man. This is what the prophet said after that. And I want to close on this note. Can you scroll
down?
If you haven't fully fed, people wonder how can they overcome in this age? How can they overcome in
Laodicea?
Hear what the prophet said. If you haven't fully fed on every word, give yourself strength to fly above all things in the
nation
and the things of the world. Will you at this time do it?
While
we pray, if you haven't fed, where the carcass is, there the acres to be gathered. And every acre is feeding on that carcass. Read the message book. Listen to the taste. Feed on the word of our day. For that is how you'll be able to fly.
Nítorí bí ó ti lè fò ní yìí.
Over the
denomination. Ẹ tayọ ẹ̀
over the trying challenges. Over the trying challenges.
Àti gbogbo ìtako ìdojúkọ.
The prophet said.
Ìgbàjọ ìwòlí wá wípé.
If you haven't fully faith.
Bí ọba tí ìbọ yó.
Will you do that now?
Wá àti bẹ́ẹ̀ lákòókò
yìí. You talk to the Lord now.
Wá bọ́ Olúwa sọ̀rọ̀ ní yìí.
The Lord, I don't want to take my William Brown.
Ìgbò fẹ́ gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ wòlíì William Brown.
Bọ̀fẹ́
ìmọ̀fẹ́ rí bí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
Bọ̀fẹ́ rí bí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó wá láti àkójọ rẹ̀ wá.
Kí
mi ní àkókò sí.
Lord help me to feed on that
word. Ọlọ́run ràn mí lọ́wọ́ láti jẹ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
Feed on the unfailing body.
Láti jẹ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ náà tí kò lè kùnà.
Of the son of man.
Kí ọmọ ènìyàn náà.
Shall we all talk to the Lord in prayer?
Ẹ jẹ́ kí o bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ nínú àdúrà.
Wherever you are seated.
Níbikíbi tí o bá jókòó sí.
Wherever you are.
Níbikíbi tí o bá wà. Ẹ̀gbọ́n tí wòlíì sọ.
If you haven't fully faith.
Báwo ti ìbọ̀ yó.
On the word of the
hour. Lórí ọ̀rọ̀ àkókò yìí.
For the carcass is here.
Nítorí ẹran tuntun náà wà níyìí.
He's calling his children.
Ó ń pe àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀.
From the east, from the west.
Láti ìlà oòrùn oòrùn.
For where the carcass is.
Oh,
that is where the rapture is taking place.
Níbẹ̀ ni ti ń sẹlẹ̀.
A rapture faith.
Ìgbàgbọ́ ìgbàsókè.
Comes by feeding on the word. Why don't you say, Lord?
Ètè tí wọ̀ ní wípé Olúwa.
Just give me the grace.
Fún mi ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ náà.
Lord, create that test in my heart.
Ọlọ́run dé òǹgbẹ náà sínú mi.
Lord, create that test in my soul.
Ọlọ́run dé òǹgbẹ náà sínú ọkàn mi.
Ọlọ́run
dé kí
ìwé
láti jẹ nínú wàrà ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run náà.
Give me the strength.
Yóò lè bá fún mi ní okun.
Able to fly.
Láti lè fò ní ìgbàsókè.
Ẹ̀ẹ́dá
yóò mú ogun ẹ̀kọ́ kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ àkókò yìí. Nígbàtí o bá wá.
Nígbàtí
o bá mú àwọn ọmọ rẹ. Ó lè èmi mọ̀ lè jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú wọn.
Ètò
tí mo kò ní bọ́ Ọlọ́run ẹlẹ́dà rẹ sọ. Bá Ọlọ́run rẹ sọ rọ. Bá ẹlẹ́dà rẹ sọ.
Bá
Ọlọ́run rẹ ẹni tó kú fọlọ́rí kí àgbẹ̀ náà kú sọ̀rọ̀. Kò wí pé Olúwa ẹ̀mí mi
yìí.
Olúwa mo tẹ́tẹ́ àwọn rírì.
Bẹ́ẹ̀
rí wí pé Olúwa ẹ̀mí mi.
He's here to save you.
Ó wà níyìn láti gbọ̀ ọ́ láà.
Pẹ́tẹ́rù
wípé Olúwa gbà mí ó wá láyìí wá níyìn láti gbọ̀ ọ́ láà.
Ẹ̀fọ́
rẹ̀ kí ló ti lọ́dẹ̀
ẹ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀.
Ó rí wípé ẹ̀gbọ̀n kò gbọ́ ojúṣe tó. Láti bẹ́ gbọ́ ìgbẹ́ rẹ̀.
Richard, my sister. Richard, wherever you are. As a son of God. As a daughter of God. As a child of God. Just reach out and touch the
Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You will find he's not to be seen. To hear your heart's cry, he's passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach us and touch the Lord. I see you drawing nearer, nearer, bless the Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Drawing nearer, 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 bless the Lord, to thy precious bleeding. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. One time you lifted up your hands and say, Father, I thank you for you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, but has revealed it to babes. babes such as will learn. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for what you have shown to us in this our day. We want to thank you for what you have revealed to us in this our time. That Lord, when you did come down in this our day, you caused us to recognize you. You caused us to understand what you are doing. You caused us to catch the revelation of yourself in this our day. Yes, the Son of Man, you have revealed yourself. You are calling your children from the east and west, from the north and south, gathering the living bride. For we know one of these days, our sleeping brethren are going to rise. Our bodies will be changed in the twinkle of an eye, and we shall be caught up to meet with you. Help us to keep feeding on the fresh manna of our day, to give us strength for the journey that lays ahead of us. It has pleased you to call us. When you call Israel out of Egypt, it wasn't to leave them in the wilderness, but it was to take them to the promised land. If it has pleased you to call us out of denominationalism, out of the systems of the world, we commit ourselves into your hands. Take us all the way to the place that you have prepared for us. We thank you for these words that you spoke into us to encourage us in this our time. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. For this, our prayer with all faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for taking too much of your time. Almost half an hour before the young call. But it was for a chance. There is coming a day where we shall meet, never to part again. Until that time, God richly bless you. God bless you. We thank the Lord very much for this opportunity that we have to have his servant to come away. He's a very busy man. While in Ghana, he has busy schedules. And he travels officially to many countries
around the world.
So we've his coming was scheduled about twice and cancelled. But God made it possible this time. We thank the Lord for it. And we enjoy the service. I want to say, Brother Isaac, like the pastor, all visitors, that we have a number of doors here. All the doors, even they are all opened. None is closed. So just the normal something there. The Lord bless you richly. Because of your schedule, we have to release you. Otherwise, we'll pray for flight cancellation. But because of your schedule,
we'll
be the God's witch. God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Our gracious Father, we thank you very much for this privilege you have given to us to make a way for your servant to pass away.
Lord, we know that there is always man's time and there is always your own time. When we've been planning it, that was our desire. But this time that is possible, it is your own time. That's why nothing could stand on his way. Thank you for bringing him. Thank you for making use of him as a great channel of blessing unto us. We bless your name, O God, for the ministry you have committed to his hands, how he has been of great blessings to your children, both in Ghana, Lord, US, UK, other countries, and now with us here in Nigeria. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. We bless your holy name. Righteous eternal Father, we are asking that you replenish his strength. We pray that you lift up the honor of his ministry. May you bless him. May you bless his family. Bless his local assembly. Bless his work. Give him strength. Give him more grace. Lord, we just ask that you grant unto him all the desires of his heart. As he has come to water us, may you water him back, O God. When that day shall come that he has spoken about, and that final voice will come up hither, both we and him, may none of us be left behind.
Amen.
Let it be, eternal Father. We pray Amen. That as it goes back to Lagos tomorrow, Lord, to take off for Ghana that same tomorrow, may your presence go with him. May go before him. May I arrive home safely. Thank you, King of Glory. If you tarry, dear Father, Lord, that you make another visit possible, we pray that you will find us in greater height. By your grace, the ministry will also be gone greater, Lord, to a greater height also. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. These blessings we have received may be permanent in our life. May the evil bear not pick any of them out of our hearts. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, as we dismiss back to our home, may you take us back home safely. Give us a wonderful night rest. Give us a wonderful week. We pray that you be with students, be with workers, be with business people, be with Lord travelers. Heal the sick and the afflicted. May we enjoy the week perfectly. Bless us spiritually. Bless us physically. Bless us materially. Bless us financially. Bless us with good health. In every way, let your blessing be rich in our life. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting this petition. All the vessels we have made use of today to be a blessing to your children, in whichever capacity, may you reward them mightily. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
God bless you. We will sing one hymn before the dismissal song. Even though the time is saying what he's saying, nevertheless, sometimes some of us, after the closing of this, we spend about 30 minutes outside, sometimes 40 minutes, sometimes 1 hour. We are still in church. But so far it's to be so now. God bless you. Shall we write? Hymn number 216.
Only 216.
216. The end time. The end is here.
Yeah, boy, love, man.
The end has come. And when his end is end. This is the end of the end. So we are preparing to leave this place. So if you are not yet in the train, get on board. If you are not yet, get on board. The last thought of the minister while he was preaching. He said something deep. I don't know how many catches. Make them friends to John the Baptist. The message of John the Baptist. All that has been telling them. When they were asking, are you the one? He said, I'm not the one. But the one that is coming is mightier than her. Who should last yet and not be born. As I'm baptizing the water, you will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. The very thing he came to do, that he came to, that he was pointing to, many years after, what do they now hear? May that not be our question. God be with you till we meet again.
221.
Always insecurely moved. uploading of you smite the threatening way before you. God be with you till we meet. Until we meet, Jesus.